You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag No Offense Show. My name is Chris, joined as always by my lovely wife, the Duchess.
Hello.
Episode 153, htnos.com, htnos on all the socials. Tonight we have a very special guest. We are joined by the one, the only, Ben Bowman. You might know him as the Angry Dad.
Yeah. Woo!
I'll insert that in post. It'll sound real nice. It'll
I'm looking forward to getting aggressively talked to today.
Yes, for those of you who don't know, Ben has two speeds, and it's motivational and it's aggressive as shit.
That's how I roll.
Hey, I appreciate it. Sometimes I need it. Sometimes I put you on in the truck when I'm riding around, and I'm like, man, I'm ready to go do some shit. And then other times, I'll listen to an episode, and like I remember distinctly one time sending it to her. I was like, hey, he was talking directly to you. And then she got back to me a couple hours later and was like, I feel like a piece of shit now. Thanks a lot.
I can't help it because I call it as I see it. And man, when I'm in a mood, sometimes I get myself up and my wife, she gives me that look and I'm like, all right, I know I've gone too far.
Well, you know what? The hardest truths are the ones that you need to hear. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So let me shout out my sponsors real quick, and then we will dig right in. Each and every week, the Hashtag No Offense Show is sponsored by Hemp Bombs CBD. Yes. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. Many benefits include reduced anxiety, increased sense of relaxation, reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummy suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. Use code HTNOS, that's HTNOS, at hempbombs.com, and you can save 20% on your entire order.
Word.
Hey, that Hemp Bombs, though, yeah, they got that beard oil, if you didn't know.
I didn't. You know what? That's one of the products I've never tried from them.
Oh, it's pretty good. I tried it, and it smells like it's got that sandalwood, so it's on point.
Ooh, I like nice. The sandalwood. You got lotion that's
I got
same.
Lotion that's like that. Yeah. I
smells good.
I got the tattoo care smells a little bit like that, too. It's got a little bit of a tint.
It's masculine.
Nice.
Yeah. I love everything. The only bad thing we've had to say so far is the dog didn't like the dog treats. Mm-hmm. But
sometimes that's how it goes.
You can't win them all, you know?
Yeah.
We are also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to complete and total human optimization. Through a wide array of products and supplements, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance. They got the Alpha Brain. They got the New Mood. They got all the workout equipments. They got everything that you can need to be the best you in 2020, because that's all you can do. You could try to make yourself the best version of yourself.
And go
from there, right?
Sure.
Right.
Now that Alpha Brain be on point too. Long time ago when I used to hit the gym hard, man, I take like five of them motherfuckers.
Oh my god!
Exactly, laser pinpoint focus, bro.
I do. I've got tiers. I usually take two for an HTNOS, three for a guest HTNOS, and then I'll do four for creatures. I've never hit five. I don't know what would do for me.
I'm trying to see that future.
I like what you're putting down already, bro. Visit onnit.com, onnit.com/HTNOS, where you can save 10% on your entire order of whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Onnit.com.
To the moon.
To the moon and back. So, Ben, tell us a little bit about yourself, buddy.
Shit. It's hard because, man, there's so many points to start at. But I grew up in the hood. I grew up in one of the neighborhood I grew up in was the saying is run up or shut up. And we didn't do no talking. All we did was some knocking and fucking, you know what I'm saying? And I grew up with this hardcore lifestyle and of not just survival, but protecting. Mm-hmm. And like, this is my hood. This is my neighborhood. This is where I grow up. And nobody disrespects it. It was literally 14 streets and no one would come in there if you weren't invited.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I grew up. And so, you know, I always had this mentality of, you know, if you're from my neighborhood, you're the baddest motherfucker in the place. People, I could go anywhere in California tell people where I'm from. They'd be like, I respect you. Be on your way, sir. Nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. And so with that kind of mentality, it's almost like a Superman mentality where I just feel like I'm as hard as fucking nails. Mm-hmm. Nothing can fucking stop me. And I can just walk through a wall if I choose to. And fucking, you know, and I've lived like that my whole life. And then and then that all my teenage years, I had kids young. And then as I had kids young, I didn't grow up with a father. So, and I had father figures that taught me things along the way, but no one to teach me fatherly ways. And so when I had kids, I had to learn quick. And doing that, I'd never be like my dad, who was never around. You know, I'd seen him here and there, but it wasn't long enough or fast. You know, it was in and out. It was just like a high and a buy kind of a thing.
Yeah, no impact at all.
Yeah, and so I wanted to make sure I was 100% there for my kids no matter fucking what. And, you know, and growing up in the kind of neighborhood I did, everyone kind of respected that and just, you know, kind of let me do my own thing. And, you know, life goes on, shit happens. I got four kids. I got three boys, one girl, and I love them to fucking death. And they might not like who I am, but they love me anyways.
He can relate.
Yeah, no, we're two of a kind as far as that goes. I mean, I didn't grow up in quite as rough a neighborhood, but I mean, without a dad, I didn't meet my dad until I was, 27?
27.
Yeah, so I mean, it's...
I met him for the first time with you.
With me, yeah. I mean, it was nuts, you know. It was an impact at the time, you know, and then we've since kind of lost touch again, you know. So, I mean, it's meant to be, you know, but it did impact me the same way to where I'm like, I'm going to do everything completely opposite with our kids.
Hey, that's the fucking truth, man, because they're sharing, you know, like I said, I didn't have... growing up, I was the worst. The worst. I'm talking about horrible, man. No school. I out and about partying. I go to school to have lunch, pick up some people, party all fucking day. And fucking that was just kind of neighborhood that we had. So like there was no aspect of like, you know, my mom, I love her. I respect her. She's the reason why I am the way I am today, because she taught me there's no reason to fucking complain, because I ain't going to do shit for you. You need to figure out your fucking self. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, but you got to lessons got to be learned the hard way. And so, you know, it's just crazy ass fucking shit in this world. And thank God for her, because she gave me what common sense was blessed upon me because of her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And the oldest one that we have, he's 10 and he's dumb as shit. Yeah. He's book smart.
Yes, but he's soft. He's soft in the ways of the world, soft, for sure.
Yes. Hey, it's funny you say that, because my oldest is 21. My younger son's 15. And he's like, yeah, I'm from the Navy. Because he, you know, being where we lived for the longest time, because we moved from that area about 3 years ago, but he grew up in that area. So his friends' parents are people that I grew up with, would tell them mm-hmm. who I was. And so they're telling their kids what I used to do, who I was, and how I used to get down, telling my son that.
Oh, no.
And so so you know what I'm saying? It is, you know, reputations hold up high where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And so like, he's like, I grew up hard. I grew up in the hood. It's like, no, son. You grew up soft. I blocked all that lifestyle away from you, so you didn't have to grow up the way I grew up. Mm-hmm. You grew up going to school, playing video games, and watching TV.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's something we've been talking. That's something we've been talking about lately, is like if that's what that's going to do to the kids. Because like everybody that like I tend to gravitate to in like my circle, my tribe, you know, as it were, we're all kind of from the same. We're cut from the same cloth. You know, there's no real, you know, privileged kids that, you know, had everything given to them. But now we're doing that for our kids. And it's always the question, are we doing them a disservice by, you know, giving them better than we had? Because that's the idea, is to have them be better. But at the same time, it's like you said, you're not doing them any favors.
It's a hard deal.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not doing them any favors. The thing, too, is like, you know, there's the thing of tough love. You know what I'm saying? Like with my kids, you know, they're living a plush life, a much plusher life than I had. My mom worked 2 to 3 jobs to take care of me and my sister, my brother and my sister, my grandma, and I had an uncle that was mentally handicapped. We all lived in a 2-bedroom apartment. So it was usually 7 to 10 people in the house at all times, because people would float in and out.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? So like I understood what it is to have and what it is to eat and what it is to live a comfortable life. It wasn't a horrible life. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is like with my kids, you guys have what you want. You can do what you want. But if you do not earn it from me, don't ask me. Don't expect from me. Don't fucking try to throw hints, because I'm going to blow. Like, that ain't shit to me. Like my son, because the whole distance learning, he slacked And we had a whole meeting with school. And I'm like, guess the fuck what? You can no longer do your work in your room. You come downstairs. You stay down here till I come home from work. And then you have your homework done, your all this stuff done. And guess what? You don't get to have your phone from because he got to 9:30 bedtime. But uh-huh. at 9:30, hand me your phone. Turn off everything. We, you know, if we have to, we shut the internet down. And you need to get shit done. Because if you don't earn it, you don't get it. Because, like, phones ain't cheap. Internet's not cheap.
No.
Food's not cheap. Video games ain't cheap. And you ain't going to get shit from me if you don't fucking work for it. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to work for it.
We had our kid today ask us, because he's back physical at the school. And he asked us. We were in the pool just hanging out. And he was like, can I go to e-learning? And we're like, what? Why? Because you're trying to fuck off? Like, come on, bro. No.
The problem with the oldest one is that he gets really good grades, but he don't do shit. He just tests well. Because now schools will give them work to do just so they learn what they're supposed to, but they don't grade homework. So it's all based on test scores. So he can do nothing and still get A's and B's. And it kind of pisses me off.
that was my oldest son. My oldest son. He extremely tested well. But would not do us a lick of work. You're like, I don't got to do work because I test well, so it makes my grades good. I'm like, that no. Fucking no.
They figure out real quick how to game the system, you know? Sure, like, you're not actually,
exactly.
And you're not retaining any of this. You're just, you know.
No. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly. How we were in the springtime. In the springtime, when this was all brand new and they were e-learning, like, I felt like he was just totally taking advantage of that because they would give them a week's worth of work and say, make sure it's done by next Wednesday, and then pretty much just turn them loose, you know?
Yeah, and they knock it out, and, like, I'm done. Yeah. Don't double check it. Don't verify it. Like, nah, I'm done. I turned it in. And it's like, wait a fucking minute here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it doesn't work like that.
They had to do a project about this food truck, and they had to do, it was like all subjects in one. So he did this food truck project. It looked like dog shit. They were supposed to like design their like food truck. He made a ramen truck. He loves ramen. It was called like noodle something. The logo was
cool. I came up with the name even.
Had noodles or something. Hoodles. I don't remember.
I don't remember. But I know I came up with a banging ass jingle for him. I was like, come on, let's record. I told him, I was like, let's record this. Let's fucking make it your own. Come on, let's do something cool that all the other kids are going to be like, damn, why didn't we do that? And he's like, no.
No, but he colored the whole fucking truck purple and then just wrote ROM. And then he spelled the name of the food truck wrong on the truck. And he still got a fucking A. And I'm like, come on.
Well, and see, and that's what I think we talked about, like, because I'm friends with people in a few different school districts, and, like, they were instructed pretty much not to give anybody other than passing grades. And I'm like, how does that help anyone?
When this all first started happening, that's exactly what happened. It was just like, they don't know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, like one of the biggest problems we had is my son would turn in work, or he didn't turn it in correctly, or it wasn't turned in a certain way. And then that would be the only way it didn't get counted. And I'm like, what the fuck? If he turned it in, and it's because everything's time fucking stamped. And, you know, some of these teachers don't fucking, like, I call back, I email back. I'm like, and even my son, I'm like, I'll sit with him, write this email right in front of me, ask the teacher what is going on. And I know my son doesn't like it, but I'll fucking call them. I'll fucking talk to them. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking scared.
No.
All right? I ain't fucking, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no fucking punk. You know? And he's like, oh, yeah. And then what's the one thing that freaks my, it's just a whole funny thing. Like, my oldest son is white complected. I'm talking about damn near, you know, blondish brown hair. Pale skin, and my other son, you know, so he's got a little dark, the same complexion as me. Say, you know, he's basically the mini me of me. My oldest son should have been Little Ben, or my oldest son should have been him, and my younger son should have been Little Ben. Right. But I'd show up to school, and you see me wearing a sleeveless. So, you know, as soon as I come home, I wear short sleeveless. I wear a hat. That's all I fucking wear. And when I walk into these schools, and these teachers are like, what the fuck? What is going on? Who is this person? Right. Like, this doesn't add up. I'm like, no, I'm his fucking dad. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, all right, he's doing good. Get out of here. They don't even bat an eye. A lot of times they just get freaked out from seeing me because, you know, I'm 6'5", 300 pounds, all tatted up from foot to head. And people freak the fuck out when I walk into places, bro.
I can imagine. So when I go get the kids, you know, I'm usually wearing one of these, you know, hula shirts like this, you know, and I walk in backwards hat and Hawaiian shirt. And they're like, man, you're just as much of a jackass as your kid. 40 years old wearing a fucking Hawaiian shirt.
Well, you just laid back. That's the Florida lifestyle.
That's the lifestyle. But trying not to be laid back, and I know we've reached out to you for help because you are Do you do bodybuilding professionally, or is that just your, you know, what you do for your personal?
Well, not, this is going to be it's a long story what happened, but 2016, I was actually getting ready for a show. At that moment in time, I was 300 pounds, fucking 5% body fat, completely fucking just jacked, that's fucking insane. Veins everywhere. I was people would be like, "Are you a professional fighter? You a football player?" I'm like, "No, I do bodybuilding." I was like doing like 1400 pound leg press. I was doing 500 pound squats for 10. I was fucking I was just beast and shit. And then I worked for Costco. And when I got my first divorce, I had no one to take care of the kids. So I ended up having to switch to nights and working at nights. And so we used to work 12-hour shifts. 5 minutes before I got to get off, some dude wasn't paying attention, hits me full speed with a forklift, throws me 3 feet. Yeah, fucks up my shoulder, fucks up my back, fucks up my – I have no feeling in my left foot. My lower back's fucked up. It fucked up my shoulder. So I can't go heavy like I used to, but I still get it. And bodybuilding is my passion. Bodybuilding is my love. And it's something I continue to do as much as I possibly can to the best of my abilities. But eating and training is something I always love to do. And so I always do it for free all the time. You know what I'm saying? I always tell people, like, look, you need help? Mm-hmm. Or like a lot of times when I train people, like, show up to the gym. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to do nothing else. If you can last a few days and you like this after I fucking brutalize your body, then you can stick with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I've had a few people walk in and like I could never again. Can't do it. And I've had people that stick it. You know what I'm saying? But I love bodybuilding. I love training. I just love fucking doing monstrous ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I need to impress myself. I need to improve myself. I know I can do better. So I dig so fucking deep into my fucking self and go blind with the rage in the gym. I'm like, I can, and I just pull some incredibly fucking crazy bullshit. On my YouTube channel, I have a couple of my big lifts on there. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's just, it's fucking crazy. Like I said, I love working out, bro. It's all I like to do. It's all, you know what, this whole Corona COVID thing, I had a few gym things and then I just fucking said, fuck it. I just literally built a home gym. I got a lat pull down machine. I got a multi, you know, bench press, fucking pull, you know, cable machine, squat rack, dumbbells all the way up to 60 pounds, and still trying to make them all the way up to 150 so I can get them fucking gains.
That's great. Well, you were lifting all those heavy weights. Were you ever worried about, like, your butthole coming out? Because I've seen, like...
That's the first concern she has.
Well, like, I have a cousin that lifted.
And I have an answer for that. I have an answer for that, okay?
Because I'd be scared. I'd be clenching
It's crazy because, you know, it's a legit thing that happens, but the thing is people, like, when you have masses amount of weight on your back or masses, or you're lifting masses amount of weight, you have to literally brace your body to do these things. So, there, you know, it's about foot position. It's about being correct. And it's a little ongoing joke, but I always tell people, I always practice safe sets. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so, you know, it's just about being in control. It's about being focused. So, and that's one of those reasons why there's always a mirror in front of you when you're doing things, is to make sure that you're lined up and you're set up and you have that right mindset. You're like, foot position's correct, shoulder position's correct, breaking at the knees, not at the back, and I'm fucking going for it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it's a beautiful fucking thing. But I've seen plenty of YouTube videos, but I've never had any incidences. Oh. But I got a funny story. My brother trains with me all the time. And one time he had diarrhea, didn't want to tell me.
Oh, no.
And we were doing a set of squats.
No.
And he was and he didn't shit himself, but he was like in so much pain and agony because leg day is my favorite day. You know what I'm saying? I do squats upon squats upon squat. I usually do a 300 pound rep set. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're start off with the bar, work ourselves up in a pyramid thing, and once we hit that 150, and then walk it back down, and it's us switching back and forth. And but on the descent, he was on the floor like, I can't do it, and I'm screaming at him at 3 o'clock in the morning in the gym, and he's like, and there's a guy next to us, and he's like, I got diarrhea. I was like, oh. Then I rolled him out of the way and did my set.
So that's funny. We've been built bodybuilding in a completely different way because we enjoy eating too. And I know I did reach out to you for a meal plan, and that was about 2 weeks ago. And I think the actual plan was that'll give us time to start it, and then we could talk to you when we do the show. And last night we were sitting there eating some beef sandwiches, And I was like, is it too late to start?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I read your meal plan, and I was like, that sounds terrible.
How dare you?
Because it's just plain-ass ground turkey, plain-ass rice. Well,
and now, I'm going to tell you something. And this is the same thing I told DJ. You guys aren't bodybuilders. You guys ain't bodybuilding. You guys ain't. You can literally dress your meat and your food any way you want. Because what it is the meal plans that I gave you is to set your body on it's basically the beginning stages of rebooting your metabolism. So what you would do is these small meals being planned out, being measured out, exact weight, exact time. What happens is within about maybe 90 days, your body starts, the metabolism will start firing up because, oh, we're used to this. So it's no longer holding on to fat. It's burn this food, burn this energy, burn this fat, burn these calories. And you no longer need to hold on to them because you're constantly feeding yourself. And then once you get to a certain point, you can actually bring your meals down a little bit and do 4 meals a day and not have to do 6, because what it is just about restarting your body. And like I said, you can any kind of seasoning, any kind of, barbecue sauce, mustard, dressing you want to use, you can, but just be moderate. Use enough to change the flavor palette. You know what I'm saying? So it's about keeping it basic. And also too, with DJ, he asked me, I can't eat a cup of oatmeal. And because he took a dry cup of oatmeal and cooked it like that. So it turns into a lot of oatmeal. Oh, yeah. And I should have told him, read the package, because a half a cup of dry oats will turn into a whole cup of cooked oats.
Right.
And then like even with the oatmeal, I'll do maybe a tablespoon, 2 tablespoons of peanut butter in there, mix it up, and it's fucking delicious. It's just good. Like that. You can use any kind of fucking peanut butter you want.
We're bad at breakfast. You know what I'm saying? We're bad at breakfast. I'm bad at meal prepping. I'll do it for like a whole week, and then like Sunday comes and goes, and then I'm like, I don't feel like doing it. Well,
and that's the thing too. It's like, because it comes and goes, it's perfectly fine. Because the beautiful thing about meal prepping and getting, look, if you fall off, you fall off. You just start over again. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually it's about building a habit. Once you build the habit and you keep rolling with it, eventually it sticks to it. Because what ends up happening is the results get addicting. And once the results hit you and you get that little fucking slap in the vein, like, oh, I feel good. I'm getting thin. I'm looking shredded. I love the way I feel. I got more energy. Guess the fuck what happens? You fucking like, I got to keep doing this. I got to, me and my wife, we do it all. If you guys watch my Instagram, I cook pounds upon pounds of chicken and beef and steaks and hamburgers in one day. And then we just divvy it out for our food the whole week. And then, we allow it. We're all human. Hey, if you want to go out to eat, guess what? Go out to eat. But you still got to eat the other meals. That's the only problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's easy. You go, and I'll tell you right now, anybody can. Yeah, let me tell you, I used to be 350 pounds, fucking fat as fuck. And people are like, oh, you look good for your size. You look good. I'm like, and I look back at those pictures, I'm like, yeah, fuck you motherfuckers, eh? Lying sons of bitches, all right? I did not fucking, I look like a fat piece of shit rolling around. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, at 300 pounds, that's my comfortability. That's where I like being at. Like, if I usually drop down a little bit under that, maybe about 270, 280. And I feel good, but I don't feel like I can throw somebody. I don't feel like I can knock somebody out. I don't feel like I can, I can go through the wall, but not as easy as I want to. You know what I'm saying? So at 300 pound mark is my sweet spot.
Because you never know when shit's going to pop off, and you have to have exactly. That throwability. I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. I feel you. And I have that thought, like when I watch certain things like on TV and I'll see like the characters in a position and I'm like, if that was me, I would have already died because like I can't do that. Or if I have to run somewhere, I'm like, if I had to escape a zombie apocalypse, I couldn't fucking do it.
He could throw me down to like, get out.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry, trip, run.
Survive.
I feel you though, man, because like we did the Inner Circle guys did a weight loss challenge last year called Slimmer Circle, and I was in first place from the first week throughout the entire competition. And it was because I decided I was gonna go back to the gym for the first time in years. I was gonna start trying to eat right. I cut out alcohol, I cut out everything, just like completely cold turkey, and I crushed it for the entirety of that and kept it going. Even I wasn't as strict through after the competition, but like I kept it going a little bit. And then when COVID hit and I couldn't go to the gym, it all fell apart, dude. All fell apart.
That,
Because I can't do it at home. I'm not that self-motivated guy. Because I got kettlebells in the garage and shit. Like, I've got a routine. I could literally do it in the garage, but I'm here. My Xbox is here, and I've got podcast shit to do, and the kids want stuff, and next thing you know, it's, you know, time to go to bed, and I'm tired. You know, it's one day rolls into the next, and the next week, and then before you know it, you gain all the weight back. And I'm like, fuck, man, starting from scratch now.
And tell you right now, man, that's everybody in this position at this moment. Because it was even me, because, like, you know, before we decided to finish the home gym up and do all that stuff, where it's like, oh, we're fucking stuck. The gym is closed. Like, and what even killed me more is 24-hour fucking fuck. I did a whole episode on it too, because 24 hours fitness is the gym out that we have out here. Mm-hmm. I've been with them fucking since like 2000, and fucking the one that's right next to my house literally just bankrupt. Closed, gone. Wow. And then and you know, they kept sending us emails. Oh, don't worry, we're gonna add months onto your plan and we'll fix this at the end. And then bankruptcy, closed. And then, like, and because of my fucking gym closed, I couldn't contact, because 24 hour doesn't have a fucking phone number. Everything's fucking email. And because it's a fucking email, you can't get a hold of anybody because you can't get a hold of anybody. It's like, how the fuck am I supposed to cancel my fucking thing? And I end up spending like $30 to cancel it through my fucking bank. And I'm like, oh my fuck. I just want to back my truck up to the back of that fucking where, open the fucking door, load all the shit that I want, and then bring it to my fucking house.
That's right. You paid for that shit.
See, you got the worst luck with companies, man, because I listened to you going off about BarkBox and them last week, dude.
Oh, man.
And it's funny, too, because, you know, we just got our dog, and I saw something for, like, Super Chewers, and then I looked, and it was the other company that you were talking about. I'm like, motherfucker, he just said how bad they were. We can't do it.
Oh, man. I give everyone the benefit of the doubt. And then, like, even my wife's, oh, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, no. Fuck them. We don't do anything through my email. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not fucking worried about it, but... my podcast is such a vent for me that if I didn't do it, I would just be so mad. Like, because I'm a cashier at Costco. Due to the incident, I can't drive truck. I can't do forklift. I can't do any of the jobs that I used to do. So I'm just a cashier now. And so I got to deal with these fucking idiots all fucking day. And it's just like, you know, I'm like, you lucky they pay me to be nice, because if I wasn't and I wasn't professional, I'd be on the other side of this fucking register showing you how fucking life is supposed to happen.
Oh, I hear you.
But I get to vent on my podcast. And so, and I always do it in the morning before work so I can go to work with a peace of fucking mind. Yeah. And like, oh yeah, is that, I'm zenned out. I'm like, oh, I'm okay. I'm fucking, you know.
How'd you get into it? Is that how you got into it, for like the venting?
Not at all. I'm part of my own, we have our own, podcast network. It's called a Slightly Irregular Podcast Network. My brother Brian and my brother Pat from my network, they actually do one called It Be Like That. And, I'm a big fan of theirs. I've been listening to it. They talk football, man up stories, fucking like, you know, just, you read Reddit shit and, you know, it's just interesting. And so, eventually got to the point where it was like, Ben, because of how you are, you need to do this podcast. And he hounded me for like a year until he kind of trapped me in the corner. And he was like, look, just download the app. You can make it happen. Mm-hmm. And so I started downloading the app. And once I downloaded the app, I was like, all right, I'll try it. And then once I did the first episode, and I had a nice little spot to do it too, because like my kids would go to school and I would have to show up an hour early to the school to pick them up. Otherwise there'd be no fucking parking. And so I had this hour to kill. So I would literally record my podcast on my phone in my car and fucking, you know, it just kind of was something to do. And then all of a sudden people are like, man, I'd really like to see you and how you're reacting when you're talking about these things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so, you know, and I'd really fucking like, I was turning it up to like I'm usually at a 10 and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to a 20. Fucking max power, fucking, Marty McFly fucking right there with that fucking speaker. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. And so I started doing it like that, and then I almost got arrested.
Oh, no.
Cool. Why? Because you were screaming in front of the school?
Yeah, doing it in front of the school. Someone called the cops on me. Cops dragged me out of my car. I did a whole podcast after explaining what happened and how fucking mad it was. Because like I said, I have a long beard. I wear, you know, I am not the person cops want to fuck with. All right. He even told me, he's like, dude, you scared the fuck out of me when I got you. And this is the cop. All right. He's got a gun and he's still fucking scared. Mm-hmm. And so fucking... You know, he drags me out, they handcuff me, and everyone's like, what the fuck are you guys doing in front of the school? And fucking, yeah. I was just so fucking mad. And it is just, and it's all because someone thought they heard me say something, which I did fucking say it, but you know, it is what it fucking is, you know. I ended up making signs that said, recording a podcast, do not call the cops. So I would literally have these magnet fucking stickers, put it on my fucking car after that. And so fucking, you know, people would be like, Oh, okay. You know what I mean?
That's hilarious. That's like, don't break the window when the dog's in the car. Don't break the window.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What got you so fired up in front of the school that they called the cops? What was that episode?
I originally just did rants. If you go back to my first few, like 50 episodes, it's just all rants. It's just me pissed off at everyone that I'm looking at, everyone that I'm fucking mad at. Because you got to remember, I'm working at night. And so I'm working from 6 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning, get home, wake up my kids, feed them breakfast, take them to school. After I take them to school, go to the gym till fucking like 12 o'clock. So from usually 8 to 12, I'm at the gym and then sleep for about an hour, go to the school, wait for my kids, pick them up, go back to that. After I feed, you know, help them with thing, make a little dinner, fucking go back to sleep and then wake up and go to fucking work. You know what I'm saying? And so
that's crazy,
I'm firing on monsters and fucking and monsters and podcasting. You know what I'm saying?
Just redlining.
Just red. All fucking day. And then, but after the whole police incident, I was like, all right, let me scale it back a little bit. So I just, you could tell from there on, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to stay at a 10 and not hit that fucking Marty McFly fucking status. You know what I'm saying?
Unless it's really called for, right?
Unless it's really called for, but also too, you know, now I do it in my house you know, that this kid, I don't have to worry about the kids during school. I live right down the street from my job. And so fucking, you know, like, you know, things have changed where I just literally do it in the house. I finally had, like, I literally would just be on my phone like this, yelling in my phone. That's how I used to record. And then eventually I was like, I need to get better audio. So I bought a cheap mic that went into my phone. And then I was like, all right, I need to get even better audio. So I got a camera and a microphone and a laptop. And I'm like, I feel official now. You know what I'm saying?
So you've been at it for a little while too then, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think this almost hitting up my fourth year. I was, if it was this week, because I got a whole fucking issue and a whole nother fucking podcast that's about to fuck. Like yesterday I was boiling over and my wife's like, I don't know what to tell you. Because like I tried to upgrade my plan because I use Spreaker. Spreaker allows me to produce multiple podcasts just from one app. So I have three other podcasts. I do one with my wife called I Married a Bigfoot. I do Your Dad's Action Movie Podcast, and I do Angry Dad Podcast. And I also have another one I just been working on. But the thing is I'm not ready to put that one out yet. It's because it's going to fucking make people look fucking very sketchy at me, and I don't know about that. But
I know the feeling, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I originally did everything through my iPhone. And so when I tried to upgrade my fucking plan, they're like, oh, you can't upgrade through iOS. Then how do I fucking upgrade? Oh, follow these fucking directions. I follow these fucking directions. After I follow these directions, you can't fucking upgrade. And so I email them every fucking day and I get two fucking responses. And these motherfuckers cannot fix all I want. You take my fucking money. I love your fucking podcast. I hate your fucking customer service. Yeah. Why can't someone fucking help me?
I'm telling you, you got the worst luck with these companies, dude.
I'm telling you, bro. It's just fucking hitting me left and fucking right now. And I'm just, and I can't vent because if I record podcasts and I post it through my, it'll automatically start deleting my episodes and I don't want to lose anything.
Yeah, no, I don't want you to lose anything either. I want to hear it. But your second podcast is actually what prompted me to ask you to come on in October, because we're trying to keep it spooky and we're trying to get you know, a little, you know, I mean, you know, I do the creatures on the side.
Yeah.
And then my wife is a creature and a half. You know, she's all about ghosts and, you know, tell me earlier about crystals and whatnot. And I was like, damn, I love you. I'd tiger growl you right now if I could. Your second podcast, I Married a Bigfoot, you and your wife, you look at paranormal type stuff and you kind of see if you think it's real or bullshit, right?
Oh yeah. With the podcast, like, I love aliens. I love Bigfoot. I love cryptids. I love anything that's fucking out there because I've seen some crazy shit in my life. I'm talking about literally, like, I used to live in the Christmas tree capital of the United States. I got in some trouble out here. The state told my mom if I left, they would drop charges. So fucking, she sent me away when I was young. I went to live in Shelton, Washington. And when I was out in the middle of the woods, I had a friend that lived about a mile into the woods. No lights. There was a trailer, ran on a generator out in the middle of the fucking sticks, bro. Holy shit. Was like ridiculous. He had his own 50-foot single. His mom had his own 50-foot single. And we're out there watching Snowy Mountain River. And I fucking some crazy shit fucking happened, bro. And I'm gonna go through this fucking story because I saved it for you.
Oh, yeah, tell me. I'm ready.
All right. Let me get fucking prepped. This is like a Saturday night. You know what I'm saying? We just got done doing some fucking meany shit. We pull up into his fucking driveway. You can't see shit but the fucking moon, because out there, as soon as it gets dark, you can't even see the tip of your fucking nose. It's so fucking dark. And so fucking we're in this trailer. We're fucking the first night I actually tried chew tobacco. I had some Kodiak. I fucking put it in my lip, made me sick as fuck. And you know what I'm talking about.
I hear you.
And that winter green and
you're up in Washington State. You're trying to be a woodsman.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to be like the rest of these white boys out here. And so fucking and so you know we're doing and we're doing some white boy shit, because like, you know, I'm Mexican. And we're fucking over there, and he's like, we're cleaning these guns. We're fucking getting ready because we're getting ready just to go shoot, do some shooting later that the very next morning. So it's like, I want to say like almost 1 o'clock, maybe 1:30 at night. And we're watching Man Returns to Snowy Mountain River. You know what I'm saying? And we're just watching this shit. I tried chew. We're fucking bullshit and smoking some shit. And then all of a sudden, when you're in a trailer, if anything moves, all right, if anything moves, and I'm assuming you guys ever been in like a mobile home trailer, like a 50 footer with the fucking, all right, now when it's moved, you can tell where it's touched. You can tell where it's been moved. And we're in this motherfucking trailer. Something grabs the top of this fucking trailer, and this motherfucker's high up because it's on some stilts. And it fucking grabs it, pulls it back, pushes it forward. I'm talking about, you can feel the motion like this, all right? And it's fucking creepy. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? I'm from California. Mm-hmm. I'm used to fucking earthquakes, but they ain't earthquakes in fucking Washington.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so fucking all of a sudden the dogs are fucking going, because he's got like four hunting dogs. They are fucking ripping it. They're like, you can hear them in the pen just fucking going crazy. Damn. Crazy. So fucking, you know, we're like, what the fuck was that? And we're, like I said, we're cleaning the gun, so we got them already ready. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no shoes on, but I'm fucking, and I told my boy, I'm like, let's go outside, see what the fuck's going on. You know what I'm saying? And that's just that superhuman in me. You know what I'm saying? I think I was like 15 at this fucking time.
Oh, wow.
And I'm fucking, I got this fucking shit. I don't give a fuck what's out there, not knowing what the fuck was going on. Now check this the fuck out. We go outside. My boy's right behind me, spooked. I can see the whites of his eyes in the fucking dark.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? It was fucking crazy. So what ends up happening is I fucking, you know, I jump out the thing. I got the 30-30 like this, like, all right, what the fuck? And I'm getting ready to fucking shoulder it. And all of a sudden he turns the fucking floodlight on and the floodlight shoots down his driveway. And you could fucking hear this fucking horrific fucking roar, bro. It sounded like if a bear and a gorilla were fucking.
Ugh.
All right? It was fucking nasty. That's scary. And one of the dogs got out.
No.
Starts running down the driveway.
Oh, shit.
My boy, after we heard that roar, my boy was like, yeah, fuck this. We're going inside. And all of a sudden you hear the dog start yelping.
No.
And so we go out there. Hey, no shit. We go out there, dog ripped in half. We didn't go out to the morning. We didn't go out back there till the morning. Dog ripped in fucking half. Like, so, if something grabbed it by its fucking gut and just split it.
No
it
shit.
It was fucking, I didn't see nothing.
Right.
I heard it, and then I heard the aftermath. What the fuck can move a 50 fucking foot fucking mobile home fucking trailer? All right, let alone grab the fucking top and pull it.
Right. Nothing.
I mean, the closest thing would have to be like a bear, yeah?
Well,
where we're at, though, black bear don't get that big.
Because that shit's on stilts, too? Like,
yeah.
I don't even think Bigfoot are that big. Y'all ran into some kind of weird Yeti or something.
Interdimensional Yeti.
It was fucking nuts. I was like, mind fuck. I'm like, I don't, and I told my boy, don't ever fucking move back here. I'm gonna stay back for you. You want to come see me? Come see me in my fucking house.
Crazy.
See,
I
like the idea of Bigfoot. I really do. I like the idea of something out there, especially like you're saying, like Pacific Northwest, Washington State, Oregon, somewhere there. It's just mad trees. It's so easy for something to hide up there. But it's also, I don't know. That's the one where I'm like, I don't really know. But then you hear like Les Stroud's talking about like he ran into one, and like he's a regular like ass dude, you know, like Survivor Man. Like,
Survivor
Man ain't on no woo woo, man.
Les is my favorite Survivor. Like Bear Grylls can suck a bunch of dicks.
Because yeah, we big time. He's fake. He can take that hotel shit somewhere else.
That's exactly. He's fake as fuck. But like, Les Stroud's legit.
Oh yeah, no, he is.
That
legit.
Is fucking nuts, dude. I wasn't even prepared for that one. I had wrote down. I knew in my mind that we were on a collision course to do a show together for months. Okay, because you're super supportive of our show. We like each other's shit. We share each other's shit. Okay. I know you listen. I listen. It's only a matter of time. So I got my iPhone and I make little notes when I'm listening to your stuff. And if you say something that piques my interest, I just jot it down on the notepad. I'm like, I'll save it for the episode. And it's been a while now. I don't remember the context, but I had three things wrote down that I pulled for tonight. And one of them was lucid dreams. One of them was astral projection. And this is the one that I really don't know the context, going through a mirror. Does that ring a bell for you?
Oh, all three of those. You let me know where you want to start, and I'll fucking start going.
Let's work up. Let's work up. Whatever one. I would like to assume that going through a mirror is probably the coup de grace, so maybe we'll save that for last.
That's that premium shit right there. All right, now.
We got to charge y'all $9.99 a month for that shit.
Oh, yeah. That OnlyFans. All right, now I'm going to talk about lucid dreaming and astral projecting because it's the same thing for me.
Okay.
Now, check this. When I was a kid, when I was younger, I know my neighborhood, like I said, 14 fucking streets up and down like a motherfucker. All right. But the thing is, and I still do it to this fucking day. I dream ridiculously hardcore. I don't know if it's a fantasy. I don't know if it's a past life. I don't know what it is. But the thing is it's always repeating. It's always not always the same, but it's always my perspective of what my life was. I fucking had to be some fucking just psychopath when I was in a past life, because what it is my dreams are murder, killing, war battles. They're fucking like, you know what I'm saying? I just see death all the fucking time. Wow. But the thing is, it's me in wars. It's me fighting. It's me with an axe. It's me with a sword. It's me with a knife, just doing some brutal fucking shit. And I see it all the time. And so like, I'm always having these dreams. Like one time I had a dream where I thought my leg got cut off. Wow. And I woke up and I couldn't feel my fucking leg.
Oh, shit.
It was there, but I couldn't feel it. But the thing is, after I would have these lucid dreams and I'd fall back asleep, I would wake up and I just wouldn't wake up. I'd take off. I'd just be up and gone. Like I would in the morning, like a kid would when you're growing up. As soon as it was daylight, peace. Right. I'll see y'all motherfuckers later.
Yeah.
And so when I would dream, I would fucking start. I wouldn't float. Imagine like how the Incredible Hulk jumps from spot to spot.
Sure.
So that's how I would fucking project. I would fucking get out of my body and I'd jump and I'd hit the top of a phone pole and I'd look around and then I'd go to the next phone pole, and I would watch things in my neighborhood going on. And then if I slipped, I'd fall. But when I fall, I'd be back in my bed.
Yeah.
And so fucking, you know, I'd always have these ridiculously lucid dreamings. Like I said, I still have them. I still all the time. It's just constantly, it's like if I'm watching a movie in my head.
Now, is that something you can control, like you intend to do it?
Oh, yeah. No, I can 100% step into it and control it. If I wake up from a dream and I really like what was going on, I can close my eyes and go right back into that, restart it, replay it, rewind it, all that fucking stuff. But the thing is, I can always control it. And the thing is I'm never in danger. I never have the sense of danger. I only have the sense that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so, like, you know, so I had to be some kind of warrior, some kind of monster, some kind of something that was doing just many shit all the time, or needed to protect, or needed to do something, because it's ingrained into me. You know what I'm saying? There's I'm 6'5", 300 pounds, and I'm Mexican. There's no fucking reason for that. You know what I'm saying? my dad is 6 foot. You know what I'm saying? I got these extra 5 inches. I when I was 10 years old, I was already 5'11".
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I was a full grown fucking man. And fucking, you know, and just been genetically fucking gifted, you know, and I've never put it to use. I used to wrestle. I used to fight. I used to do karate. I used to do MMA. I used to do all these things and it would naturally come to me. So fucking like, and I feed into it easily. And then like, even, you know, when you talk about fighting, it's like time slows down and I'm in it and I can fucking roll with it and I can move it. I've eaten some huge fucking punches in it. There's no call for me to be able to do that kind of shit. But like with that lucid dreaming, it's like it happens. And then I get deja vu constantly. I can dream 2 weeks down and it'll happen to the fucking T. And every time it happens, I get goosebumps and I can't control it. And then I don't say anything. I don't do anything. I just watch and make sure if it still happens exactly the way I think it does. And it always fucking does, no fucking matter what. And it's fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? It is fucking in fucking like it's like I cannot stop it. I cannot fucking, you know, if I can't even turn it off when I sleep. Like I fucking just, it just happens. I can fall asleep quickly and then right into lucid dreaming, right into astral projecting, or fucking, like I said, I get those repeating dreams where I'll dream it a couple of days before, the next day or a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden there it fucking is. Never been here, never seen it, never talked to these fucking people, but I can tell you exactly what they're going
to
do.
That happens to me once in a while, but not as often as it happens to you. But I feel like, and I've talked about it before, that I feel like the deja vus is just like, it's telling you you are where you need to be at that specific time and moment. Like, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's like almost like it's just it's confirmed. Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I lucid dream as well, and I can do the same thing where you can go back into a dream, but I don't lucid dream all the time. It'll go back and forth. And sometimes I do get scared and I get the falling feeling. Or like, have you ever been in a dream where you can't run as fast as you should? Or maybe like your vision's real blurry and you can't like see real well. Those ones freak me out.
Yeah, I don't think I've had I've never needed to outrun anything. And it's funny because like even outrunning, I'd never outrun anything. I'm 100%. I'll stand right here. I'm a fucking wall. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I'll take whatever needs to be taken.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. But, you can't stop it. I can't start it. I've actively tried to start it. Like I used to listen to my AirPods and they were uncomfortable while I sleep, and I put binaural beats on, and like I'll go on YouTube and I'll search for astral projection and like listen to the frequencies or whatnot. And like I got this strap now with these built in, like it's like almost like a
headband.
It's like a headband. Yeah. And it's got earbuds built into it almost, so it's like more comfortable to sleep in. I just can't get it going. Like I rock the Alpha Brain at night to try to stimulate that, because I've heard that taking Alpha Brain before bed is one way to go crazy dreams too. It just doesn't happen. Like I barely dream at all, but when I do, I have these crazy dreams where like as soon as I blink in, I do like a chest tap like that, you know, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm here. And that makes me think that when we dream, we're hopping realities. And the deja vu is like when you're doing the same thing on multiple planes. That's why it's like, oh shit, I've already done this, or I'm about to do this, or you know, like it's that weird overlap.
Now it is an overlap. Like I said, a lot of times with my lucid, it's like if I'm slipping into another, it's almost like quantum leap where I'm jumping to a new body. I'm jumping into this new reality, this new world, and I'm there. You know what? Like I want to compare it to is you seen John Carter?
Yes.
All right. It's like that. How he left his body to go to Mars. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm just like. And then it's like an instant, like it's like I've never been to where I'm at. It's only like I'm here. I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm doing it. And so that's how it feels. It feels like it's just jump. It's just suction. I can feel myself being pulled out of my body and placed into this body. You know what I'm saying? It's like if my soul just fucking transitioned into this new fucking universe, and it's like you're here to do your work. You know what I'm saying? And it's like it's raring and ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Mouth foamed and fucking like just. It's crazy.
It's funny you put it that way, because like more and more I'm you know, in my travel down this road, like I'm realizing that I feel like that's what we are even as humans, you know, like I feel like we're all like we chose to be in this particular instance. And like you're saying, like you just blinking into different bodies, like right now I feel like this is just like my avatar right now, you know. Yeah. And like almost to the point where it's like I don't fear death anymore, because I know as soon as like when the lights go off, I'm going to somewhere else. Like it's going to be a different thing. And I'm not talking about like a heaven or a hell. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to put into words, you know.
It is hard. It is hard.
It's crazy. And that's like, you know, I said in the beginning, like you were like, I know how it's going to make me look. And I'm like, man, I'm right there with you, dude. Like I say some crazy shit anymore. And that's why I try not to do it on hashtag. Like that's what Creatures is for. But at the same time, you know, it's October and this is our, you know, we like this time of year. This is like Christmas for us, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, here, my wife loves Halloween. Like, she has a coffin with an autumn with this robotic fucking skeleton that pops out with on a remote. Oh, you know what I'm saying? She decks it all out over here. Halloween is that's her holiday. You know what I'm saying? She goes all the fuck. I take none of the credit, because when she's out there putting in that work, by the time I get home from work, this house is just fuck. It's like if you just like, if I open that door, I'm in a completely different fucking dimension because this house looks nothing like it's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I love you.
Mm-hmm. See, and we've said it on the past couple shows. Like, I really hope that like Halloween happens this year. You know, like, I really hope for the kids' sake. You know, and I mean, she's whipping up this wicked Demogorgon for our oldest. You know, like with like latex and molding teeth on this mask and everything. Like, it's so awesome. But I'm like, if there's no Halloween, my heart's gonna hurt for you. Like all the blood, sweat, and tears you've put into that thing.
Yeah, because like here, what's called a we cosplay all the time. We dress up. We have fucking me and my wife do it.
What's your favorite?
The kids do it. Right now we're from border. We were supposed to do. I was gonna be fucking Bruce Willis, and my wife was gonna be Lilu from fucking Fifth Element. So we're about to go extra hard, but because we can't throw a Halloween party, we can't do what we normally do. We didn't do it, but we have our main ones though. Is we do from Borderlands. I'm a psycho. My wife's Maya, and I got an axe. I got a fucking whole leather vest. I got the fucking mask I made. You know what I'm saying? We go fucking hard. We go to the Comic Cons around the local ones. We don't go like the big ones. You know what I'm saying? We just kind of go. The kids, you know, they dress up. We get them all dressed up how they want. Like my 15-year-old and his best friend are putting together scout trooper helmets for Halloween. So hopefully they can actually go out with them. You know what I'm saying? Because we bought like a printed outline so they can hot glue it and make their own custom helmets the way they want to make it. So their own personal scout troopers for Star Wars.
That's cool.
You know? Yeah. We go all out here. It's just fucking like, and we're a full bar candy house.
I've heard you say that before. I like that.
Yeah. We, you know what I'm saying? We get 5 or 6 boxes and we're like, kid, you know what I'm saying? The kids don't, you know, we normally they come through, we give out all the candy or at least as much as we can, and then we eat the fucking rest. I eat the rest. I'm not gonna say her, but it'd be me.
As I said, we're gonna get some stuff, hopefully, because like we're gonna participate, and we live in, like, our little, you know, niche of the neighborhood is very tight knit, and just from talking to the other neighbors with the other kids, like, they're like, we're fucking doing it. So I'm like, well, maybe that's a good snapshot of what everybody's gonna do, and hopefully it goes off.
Stay in the neighborhood.
Fingers crossed. You know, we'll see. Because this is our first Halloween in this neighborhood anyway. We only moved in here in the springtime.
Which is awesome. Because the last one we were in, there were kids, but they were never outside. And here, there's always kids outside. Everybody's riding their bikes and everybody's friends. It's just, it's so great.
And this is Halloween on a Saturday. Like, this is like, and I think it's a full moon even supposed to. I'm like, this is going to be a wicked ass Halloween. We are not missing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to participate. Well, because, you know, we're in Florida. Florida's open any fucking way. I just, you know, I'm concerned for everybody else, you know, that they're going to be like, well, you know, maybe we should cancel whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
We'll do us, and if, everybody does what they're going to do, and then whoever doesn't.
The irony in the holiday where everyone wears a mask, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It should be mandatory mask in your mask. You know what I'm saying? How fucking hard would that be? Ain't no one going to see it.
I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
It's also too hot.
Fingers fucking crossed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So tell me about this mirror. Tell me about mirror. I need it.
Okay. I'm from high school, me and my first wife, because we were high school sweethearts. We got together when I was 17. She was just getting ready to turn 17. And what ended up happening is, you know, I would go to their house. Her mom was cool with me. It's just her dad wasn't cool. Her dad's old school, traditional Mexican. No boyfriends, no none of this. You need to do all these things. So, you know, so I didn't really meet him. But, you know, I would come over and then I just have to leave before he came home. Mom was still super cool. And they would kind of tell me about some black magic shit that her mom used to do. And like, she learned it from, you know, family, and like she would like do small things, like the window would slightly open or the door would slightly fucking close. And I'd be like, what the fuck? And, you know, like, it is what it is. And, you know, and like I said, we're Mexican. So, you know, I fucking 100% believe this shit because I've grown up with it. I've seen it. And so fucking, you know, what's going on is, and this is before we had kids and all this stuff. Like I said, we're just freshly into this. My first ex-wife, her name's Katrina. Her grandmother passed away, and she didn't feel it was natural. It didn't feel like it was, you know, like it was like she just sweared up and down. Her grandmother got murdered. You know what I'm saying? And she wanted to know. So she did some black magic shit, did some shit with some candles. And in her room, she used to have porcelain dolls, like those Victorian $200, $300 fucking porcelain dolls that she would collect. And they would all be facing in different directions. All right. They're all in their own little pose. And one day I'm over there, we're getting ready to eat dinner, and she's in the room, and I go, and mom tells me, oh, go get her so we can eat. So I go to go get her, and fucking, you know, she's sitting there crying in her room. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Mm-hmm. Why are you fucking crying? You know what I'm saying? And because she's crying, I'm like trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. And then she rolls over and looks at me because she's laying in bed, and she tells me I did something. And she told me what she do. And I can see the candles configured in front of the mirror, right? This is in her room. She's all, I fucking did something. I fucking reached out. I tried to talk to my grandma, this and this and this. And this happened. And so what ended up happening is whatever she contacted, whatever she did, said that, pretended that she was a grandmother.
Oh, no.
Pretended, you know, say, oh, exactly. Some freaky shit. And fucking what ended up happening is she, the end of the demon tells her, I'm going to kill the one you love.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah. And so fucking what ended up happening, and I'm getting fucking goosebumps now.
Yeah, because
it's still fresh in my fucking head. So what ended up happening is I happened to look up. Every one of those porcelain dolls were looking at me.
Shut up.
Were fucking like I, you know, I stared at them enough to know that they all face in different directions. And all of a sudden I kind of look up and they're just all head turned down looking at me because they're like on shelves all around the room.
And they're creepy enough. Yeah,
trust me. I'm still getting it too. It hasn't left. So fucking, I'm like, oh shit. So I fucking call her mom. I'm like, hey, blah, blah, blah. You need to go talk to her. And so she goes talk to her. And so she had me go get her younger brother and younger sister, take her to her room. So we're in the room. They're just kind of like, the brother was already in there watching TV. I bring the sister in there and we're just sitting down watching TV. And this is where I blacked out. All right, so we're watching TV and we're just sitting there. And he said, all of a sudden, I just start crying, but I'm not sobbing. I'm just tearing at the eye, like just like I'm like, you know, like for, you know, like eyes rolled back in my head. I can't. Tears are just rolling down my face, and they start crying and screaming. And they tell me to grab, you know, they grab the mom, and then all of a sudden, something picked me up off the bed and started dragging me into the bathroom mirror, which is right across the hallway.
Oh. My
and God. So the mom was with holy water doing all these fucking things. And then I woke up. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing on the floor? Uh-huh. What the fuck is happening? And so fucking, I'm like, what the, I'm freaked out. Cause I don't, you know what I'm saying? I can feel my face wet. I can feel like the, when you cry, you can feel the tears and how your skin feels and the muscles in your face. And I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. And then they explained to me what happened. And then, so we ended up having to do some kind of ritual shit. Where we gathered up the candles, said a fucking couple of prayers, and then we had to go right there and then to a moving body of water. We tagged all five of these candles into a fucking bag. She does some blessing shit. We have to take it to running water. So we live in the bay. So I go up to where the fucking mountain is, or where there's a bridge that's literally over the bay, and we have to throw the shit into running water so it doesn't get brought back.
Yeah.
So fucking in the middle of the fucking night, I'm talking about like it's got to be like. Maybe midnight, you know what I'm saying? Dad comes home at 11, but we had to leave at that time to go to the fucking place. I throw the fucking bag. You got to remember, this is a bridge. There's no fucking sidewalks. We're just stopped on the top of the fucking bridge.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In the middle of the fucking night, and I chuck this shit into the fucking water. And as I chuck this shit into the fucking water, you know what I'm saying? You can see the mirrors fogging up because we're breathing so hard, and you can see fucking faces all over all the fucking windows. You know what I'm saying? You can see eyes. It could be us fucking making it up, but it's there. You could see it, and we're wiping it down, but they keep forming.
Yeah.
And fucking, I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And so the next morning, not even the next morning, the mom drops me off at the house. She's, I'm going to pick it first thing in the morning. And it, like I said, so we go to church the next thing in the morning. We get blessed. They fucking call, talk to the priest. The priest say some fucking shit in Latin, fucking, you know, holy water, rosemary water, fucking crew, you know, all this fucking shit. And we had to go to church for like 5 days straight.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
You got an exorcism, motherfucker. That's what happened.
Hey, like I said, it's freaky. It's because I look back, I'm like, fuck. And we stayed together. Mm-hmm. We were together for fucking like, I want to say like almost 10 years, 12 years, something like that. And we got married 4 years after that happened.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I took it as a sign of what was supposed to happen. Like, we're supposed to be together. Mm-hmm. No. No, I got a crazy baby mama stuck with me.
Well, typically when you go through something like that, it forms a bond, man. Yeah, I'm surprised you guys ever split.
Oh, yeah, now I can see it. Well, you know, when you're crazy as fuck, you're crazy as fuck. It just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm on my level of crazy. She was on her level of crazy. So,
See,
it was just like,
I keep saying, I think I would like a crazy chick, but not a crazy as fuck. I think I want to stop at crazy. I don't want the as fuck.
Well, then that's my problem, bro. I love crazy, but it's got to be as f as fuck.
You got to turn that up to 11,
exclamation
too, right?
Mark! Exclamation mark! You know what I'm saying? And I'm married to my wife now, so you know. Don't let her hear that.
See, that's fucked up though, because like when kids reach out, you know, like that's what I've heard is that you what they're whatever they're reaching out to, like she had good intentions, but like
yeah,
do you think there's so many things that are waiting for some
that's
for some
yeah.
innocent
for
kid. Yeah, well yeah, that yeah. too, you know, like there's so many things I believe that are right there on the other side waiting for some innocent kid to ask the right questions, and then they're like, yep. bam, I'm fucking
well then
in.
I think about all the stupid shit we used to do when we were kids looking for Bloody Mary and shit. I believe that shit's real now. Like it took a long time, but I believe it's real now.
And we went to the haunted cemeteries. I mean, like we did everything when we were teenagers. We were like amateur ghost hunters back in Chicago. Like we went to the cemetery where allegedly Al Capone was dumping bodies in the pond, and like it would be the middle of summer. We would go there in July and a 90 degree day, and we would walk back in those woods, and it would be like cold. It would be like fucking 60. Yes, to where like it just felt like just death, man. Like, and we're just like, man, this is so awesome. And now I'm thinking back, going, fuck,
we're
dude,
stupid.
What followed us home? You know, and
that's what I'm saying.
That's her whole thing. Because I'm like, let's go now. Let's find some Florida spots. And she's like, no, fuck you, dude. Nope. You go on your own, man.
You know, that's me and my wife's podcast. We're like, you know what? Fucking no. We know better. You know what I'm saying? It's hilarious.
That's crazy. I mean, like, and we've had our story too that we've told about, you know, where we thought we lived in a house that had some sort of spirits. And I mean, like, she did like a makeshift blessing of the house to kind of get rid of whatever was there because she watched, you know, 8 seasons of Supernatural, so she thought she was a fucking expert in the goddamn field and shit. But it's crazy, dude. It's crazy. And what we experienced is like nothing to like what you just said, and we were like fucking man, I it's hard
to goosebumps.
Yeah,
you're in that house sometimes, and it was just not right.
Well, and the thing of it is, and I say this all the time, and it makes me, I don't know, it makes me sound kind of like a bitch, but it's the thing to do with the kids. You know, when something's fucking with your kid and you can't do anything to help, because what are you going to do? You're going to bow up on a spirit, you know, like you can't physically do anything to help them. Something's fucking with your kid in your house and you're powerless. And that's the thing that was, it was getting me, man. Like my kid was what, 3 at the time?
Yeah.
And we were in his room playing. Just regular ass playing, and he looks over my shoulder and gets like this visually annoyed on his face and was like, come on dad, we got to get out of here, the shadows here. And I was like, what? Fuck, what? And like other things were happening, you know, like I got woken up out of my sleep because something smacked me in my foot, you know, just like an overall feeling of like people watching you in that house. Like that house was just fucked from Jump Street, man. And then when my kid was in on it, I was like, man, we gotta go, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
No thanks.
Well, yeah, I'm going to give you a little backstory on, not backstory, but I'm going to give you a little something that I'm going to say it hasn't happened to me here. This house, after that whole incident, I'll be in bed and it shakes, but not shakes. It fucking like just a little shimmy, like enough to wake me up for me to acknowledge it. And like, no, I'm going back to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Like
so far, I'm going to say in this house. It hasn't done. And my wife in my old house, she said she felt it before.
Wow. So it's almost like
it would be in there and it'd just be like this. Like if a big rig went by, with like I said, we live in the middle of the city, so there's no big rigs driving by. But it's like if a big rig went by and it was just like just enough to kind of be like, hey.
I'm here.
And I'd be like, nope, going to sleep.
See, luckily nothing, I don't feel that way in our new house either, you know, luckily, but I have a lot of late nights. I stay up 3-4 in the morning playing Xbox or, you know, working on the podcast, we're doing whatever I'm doing. And it was just like last week or maybe the week prior, it was like 3:30 in the morning and I'm like past the point of no return. Like my eyes are heavy and I'm still sitting there playing Xbox and I got the headset on. I'm talking to my friend Nick at the time and I was like, bro, I'm not going to look over, but I keep feeling like I see a face in the fucking gap between the door because the door was shut. shut, but not all the way shut. So there was just like that little bit of like darkness right there. And I was like, I swear to God, I've seen a face three fucking times. He's like, turn it off and go to bed, dude. You're way overtired. And that's what I'm like, I'm fucking seeing shit, dude. And he's like, just go to bed. But I didn't get that feeling like, you know, something was here. Like at the old house, something was fucking there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, it does happen, man. Because you can walk in those places and feel that heaviness, and it's just like, fuck. And especially if you don't recognize it right away, it's like, shit. Because me and my wife were talking, you know, the whole market, this whole fucking thing, we're thinking about buying a second house. Mm-hmm. And fucking, we're like, if we do they have fucking home inspectors that are fucking paranormal investigators, exorcists too? So, you know, hey, I know you're checking the house, but also check the house. You know what I'm saying?
Wink, wink.
You know what I'm saying? We need to know, you know?
So I thought about trying to bring a medium in here or some kind of psychic.
No,
to
you
see.
Didn't.
I did. I did because you
fucking
don't know.
Fucking dead files.
You don't know what you're getting. You really don't. Because, and then after we had moved in, we learned that the lady that lived here, her husband passed away a couple years ago. And the house was just too big for her to maintain by herself. She had two grown sons. So I'm like, I wonder if he died in the house. Like, it's just something that you don't know what you're getting into, you know?
Yeah.
It freaks me out a little
sometimes
bit.
I notice, like, the lights in our bathroom flicker. And
that's
I,
just when the air conditioner
is
comes
that just
on.
When the air conditioner? I see, there's always an explanation. Yeah. There's always
that for the
others. And as much as I want to believe, I always try to exhaust my possibilities before I just jump to conclusions. And much to, I mean, people will say bullshit, motherfucker, especially my boy Jason Elmy. He's like, no, bitch, you are as woo woo as it comes. Like, when I tell you woo woo shit, that means that I've already gone through the thought process of what it can't be. You know what I mean? Like I've exhausted all of my resources and I'm here now and I've got questions. That's what I'm saying. I want it to be true. I want aliens. I want dimensions. I want all of it to be true. But I mean, like,
I gotta prove it.
You gotta prove it. But at some point, like, I'm to the point now where I have a little bit of faith. Like I haven't seen the hardcore evidence, but I believe what I believe. And maybe that's just me wishful thinking, you know?
Oh yeah. Now, I fucking believe in it all. And the thing too is, like, you know, you can't just open up to somebody about that either. You got to fucking kind of gauge them. Yeah. And then before you hit them with the fucking, that hard fucking T of fucking guess the fuck what, cunt. We about to fucking go deep and fucking, you know what I mean? And you know, like when I start doing that to my wife, I'm like, hey, and she's like, nah.
See, and
like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I try to prove. But, you know what I'm saying? She like, no, it was this. No, it can be explained. I'm like,
she seems like she's the skeptic. And listening to the Bigfoot, she seems like she's open, but she's the same way. She's like, you know, I'm here for it, but you got to give me something, you know?
I need some hard-hitting truth.
And so, like, Dutch and I have been together. We just celebrated 20 years. And so long as I've known her, thank you. So long as I've known her, we've been watching ghost shows. Whatever ghost show is on, and I mean her. You know, she has it on and I see it peripherally.
He's in the background.
Some of them are really bad. Some of them I'm kind of like, I think these guys aren't full of shit. You know, like some of them, like it depends. You've seen so many of them, you know, at this point where you know.
His
you can
least
separate.
Favorite is Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, because
that's my least favorite too.
Zach Baggins is a douche.
But have you seen Demon House though? That was my favorite one. So far. That was a good
one. And
that
was one,
scary. That was over where I lived. I used to live in Hammond.
She grew up close to there, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the one that kind of made me at least pump the brakes on that guy a little bit because I felt like that one was kind of believable, you know, and like the stuff that like the witness testimonies and stuff that they were talking, you know, to
crazy.
The people, like I felt like not everybody could be full of shit, you know, but then when you watch his show, I mean, maybe because he talks like this and he's got, he's got the fucking black rim glasses and the fucking douchebag haircut and, you know, like, come on, dude, get out of here. Your fucking museum of curiosities or whatever you got, you know, fuck
oddities.
Off.
Yeah. See, me and my wife were the exact opposite of you because she's watching everything in the peripherals of her. Because, like I said, a Sunday night is paranormal night on Travel Channel. So as soon as it's 8 o'clock, from 8 o'clock till I go to sleep, that's all I watch. You know
paranormal
what I'm saying? And then Fridays is Ancient Aliens.
Yes.
I haven't watched that one in a bit because they got a little crazy and I had to check out for a while, but now I think I've caught up to the level of crazy that they were pushing. So I think now we can kind of touch back up. Yeah, we can be friends again. Adam from Creatures said he's been trying to get Georgio Tsoukalos on the Creatures, so now I gotta watch.
He used to be, I don't know if he still lives out here in this area, but he used to be, he's from the Bay. He's from Fremont. He was one city over from where I used to live in, and he used to be a bodybuilder promoter before he did any of this Ancient Alien stuff, bro. Dude. That's what he used to do.
With
he
the doesn't hair have
any
all?
Degrees in any of this shit. He used to be a bodybuilding promoter.
I remember Georgio way back in the day on Rogan talking about his mom got him into this because his mom used to have like all like the publications from back in the day, like in the 60s and 70s, you know, before podcasts, obviously, and before it was like mainstream TV. And he was reading books about aliens and shit, watching Unsolved Mysteries, and got into it. Thought that was wicked, man.
It is wicked.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, I got a UFO one. All right. And this is confirmed with my sister because one day I was at the gym and I used to do on my days off or like when my kids would, you know, when their mom would pick them up to go get them to visit them for whatever night, or she'd usually take them for like one night. Mm-hmm. And that one night I'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning hitting an hour on the Stairmaster, and one night I'm coming home and it's like I said, it's midnight. No, not midnight. It's like 2 o'clock at night. I fucking get out. I'm getting home. I'm driving. And all of a sudden I kind of look up because there's like a little field. You know, I drive past and I kind of look up and I see this huge fucking triangle. I'm talking about, I don't see the triangle. I see three fucking lights, three points of reference. Uh-huh. You can see the stars, but you can't see the stars within the triangle. I literally, because I know my sister was awake because she was like, hey, what time are you coming home? Mm-hmm. I call her up. I'm like, hey, go outside. And so she goes outside because I'm only like a quarter mile away from her, the house, because me and my sister used to live together. I tell her, fucking go outside. Look outside, look towards this way, and tell me if you see something. And she fucking literally on the fucking phone, she goes, what the fuck am I looking at? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And she's like, that's why I'm calling you. What am I looking at?
You know what's fucked up, man, is I spend a lot of time looking at the sky. But being where we are in Florida, even though we're on the Gulf side and like say Cape Canaveral or whatever's on the Atlantic side, SpaceX, Elon puts a lot of shit into the sky down here, and he does it at like the time, like typically when I'm leaving for work or whatever is when they do launches. It's like 6:30 in the morning, so it's still dark or whatever. And when you see SpaceX live, it looks like a fucking UFO. And like the first time that like he launched his shit, the phone lines were blazing and I saw it. It looked like it was like a bright light with a blue like bubble around it. Almost, I'll call it a force field because it was like a circle and then a blue circle around that moving through the fucking sky like a jellyfish almost. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And no sooner than I could open my phone, they were like, it's Elon Musk. Don't worry about it. Pay no attention to the fucking jellyfish in the sky. And we get a lot of false positives, I think, because of that, because we got a lot of military and like all that shit over here. So I think we see a lot of, there's a lot of lights in the sky around here. Don't get me wrong, but I know they could probably be explained.
Well, seeing like where I live, I have there's Moffett Field, which is, you know, a military Air Force base. We have San Jose Airport, Oakland Airport, San Francisco Airport. We have three different private airports within the area, and planes fly low. The fucking jumbo jets, the fucking international flights, the fucking regular fucking flights, the domestic flights, they fly low. So, you know what I'm saying? They're flying low enough to where I can read the fucking numbers on the fucking planes. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like I said, I live dead center of all these fucking airports. Wow. Fucking, you know, and regular planes, you know, private planes fly at a certain height. Domestic and international flights fly at a certain height. Helicopters, certain fucking height. And this shit was so fucking high, all I could see was the three points of reference and a black fucking sky. You know what I'm saying? I could see the stars around the triangle because that's what made the fucking like outline.
Yeah, I believe it, man. We did a weekend at the beach. We had rented a beach house a few months ago, and that's a different kind of night because like especially here, like there's light ordinances because of the sea turtles. Like you have to have your lights off at 10 o'clock because like it tricks them into thinking that your light is the moon, and then they try to come out of the water and shit. So like it's like everyone after 10, all lights are off, and it's like dark. And let me tell you what, dude, when you look at the ocean, when it's like that, holy shit, that's a different kind of night. And I'm staring. I could feel her rolling her eyes at me now, because even when I said it at the time, she was like, oh my God, would you shut the fuck up? You know, but it's like, there's shit happening over the water, man.
Nah, there is shit happening over the water. You know, where my mom lives is a place called Stony Ford. And it's so, there's none. There's zero light pollution where she's at. And she can see the fucking Milky fucking way, bro. She could see it. It's fucking in fucking insane.
That's such a trip too when you get to go to spots like that and you're like, this is what it's supposed to look like.
We
have a good spot in our backyard now. Like, we have a good break in the trees, and on a like a non-cloudy night, like, we can go out there. We can actually see a good fair bit from where we are now, and I love it. That's what I love about this. I'll take the dog out and I'll stand there and let her, you know, walk around in the yard or whatever, and I just stare at the sky, dude, just hoping to see something. Maybe today's my day. But you know what? Speaking of UFOs, I got one for you, but it's in the Florida stories, and I know you listen. I know you listen to the show, so I gotta get into the Florida, man.
Woo, doggy! Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah.
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh shit! And I thought my family was fucked up.
So each and every week, our What the Fuck Florida Stories are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com. That's OHFISHL. And use code HTNOS. Save 25% off on an awesome t-shirt or a hat or a bracelet or any of those things. Hopefully by the time this drops, I'll have some information on the HTNOS exclusives and how you can win yourself one of those.
Yeah.
So you know what they say, Official Clothing.
Live by your own rules.
God damn it. What's the thing I got here? I got to actually share my screen so I can see the video. It's in Miami where a Florida man caught a UFO on camera the size of the moon.
What?
And I'll read you a little bit and then I'll pull the video up. Mm-hmm. It says a video posted in Florida depicts a strange light in the sky. Travis Bell, the lucky Florida man who caught the UFO sighting, posted his find on October 1st. The video is only 15 seconds.
Why?
Quote, it wasn't that long and bright on the side, a woman says in the video. Above the water, a pink rectangular light dangles in the sky behind a foggy cloud. She notices the shape and it's getting more defined. Then Bell pans the video to the moon to prove it's not the moon. And when he turns back the camera, it's gone.
Oh.
The unusual shape in the sky garnered lots of attention. Commenters asked if they could feature him in videos and magazines. Of the 11 comments, there was one skeptic suggesting that it could be a reflection of a laser pointer.
What? Come on.
That's like the equivalent of fucking saying swamp gas. Come on, man. Right. It was a laser pointer. I'm going to pull up my links here and I'm going to share my screen here so we can play the video.
Sweet.
All right. Have you guys ever seen that Project Blue Book movie, TV show yet?
I've seen ads for it, but I've never watched it.
It's fucking good.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah. It takes you on that deep end.
That's what he likes.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't that long and bright on that side.
No, they were getting really longer.
What the fuck?
Look at how much longer
it looks like it's coming
and
out.
And it looks like it's getting more.
That's pretty bright.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty bright. It looks like the moon, but then they pan over and that's the moon.
Yeah, that's the moon. And it's got that perfect circle around it.
And they go back and it's gone and that's it.
Wow.
Like it's crazy, dude. Like, I don't know what that could be.
I like the point of reference they have to give because like you could see the horizon, but they're like, look, here's the moon. Go back. Gone. What the fuck?
Dude, that's a fucking rip in the space of time, man. That's like a
You think that's
portal.
Like an actual wormhole?
Hell yeah.
I've got a picture on my phone that I took, and this is probably me using creative visuals for myself, but I was driving down the road, big group of clouds, and there was a rainbow, but it was vertical. It was up and down. There was like a break in the cloud. There was just like a little piece of a rainbow shooting down. And I was like, that looks like a fucking straight up portal. And I took a picture of it because truth be told, I'm in a lot of fucking UFO groups on Facebook. I'm in a lot of like sighting groups and like true story groups and shit. And I posted that and everyone in the group was like, that's a sundog. And I was like, what the fuck's a sundog? And they were like, that's when the air is colder or something. Like it makes a fucking rainbow because of the ice crystals and the sun. And I was like, I live in Florida. It's 100. I promise you it's not cold.
It's
oh no, that's
up in the sky.
But they were like, this happens in the wintertime a lot. You see it. But okay, maybe in the wintertime where you are, but I'm in Florida and it's July. Okay.
It might be colder up there though, because I mean as you get higher in the sky, it gets colder.
Like ice crystal cold though?
I don't know. It's gotta rain.
Well, I'll tell you right now, that's Asgard shit right there. All right. Everybody fucking knows because it literally talks about the Rainbow Road and all the mythology.
When I saw that bubble, I thought about when they go in the Guardians of the Galaxy and they pop through those wormholes. That's exactly what it looked like. It was the same fucking color and everything.
That's it. That teleported fucking Doctor Strange just fucking hit him hard.
Dude, they put that shit in the movies to desensitize us. I'm telling you. It's happening.
That's it. When it comes out, it's like, we're used to it.
Fucking Disney, man. My uncle works at Disney, and we were at his house for dinner last night, and I dropped some shit on him about Disney being a fucking Mason and the dark shit that happens there. Dude, like, I could feel his judgment. Like, his strict fucking judgment at me. He looked at me, and he was like, the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, I'll stop.
That's because he's in on it, and he gets paid, so he don't care. He's like, they pay me. I don't give a fuck what they do. I get paid. So.
I said, man, I'll stop. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to slight your man.
I didn't mean to open up.
Slight your mans over there.
I got a whole bunch of straight faced homies over here, bro, and they look at me like, shut the fuck up with that shit.
See, and that's why I feel very fortunate to have found, like, the creatures, you know, and, like, just by happenstance, because I was doing that happened because I was doing a show of HT Noss a year ago when she was out, and I had a guest pulled in to do the Saturn Time Cube, and I felt like I was way in over my head, like, I wasn't prepared for it, so I said, let me bring in, you know, two of my best options to help me and co-host
biggest mouths.
And biggest mouths, you know, because they could talk. And we did that together. And then that we were like, because we had like a separate side chat where we would share stuff like that the other people would judge us for, you know, like we got alien dimensional shit, put it in this one. And after that, like, that kept going. And then we were together in February in New Jersey, and we took a little mushrooms and, you know, started talking about adrenochrome, and one thing leads to another. And here we are tiger growling and shit. And it's it's crazy. But it's such a good sounding board because, like you said, you're talking to people that are like-minded, and they're not going to fucking judge you when you say some stupid shit like, maybe I went to an alternate reality when I went to sleep last night, you know? Like,
exactly.
Oh, really?
I love creatures, bro. I'd be on it, be like, yes. I need an outlet.
That's it, man. That's it. This one was actually sent to me by my lovely wife, the Duchess, here. We're in Jacksonville, where a Florida fisherman was lost at sea for 14 days and claims he was sexually assaulted by mermaids. You see, I'm trying to gear these to, like, the vibe tonight, too, you know? Like, I was, as fate would have it, I said, damn, I got a UFO and a mermaid rape story? This is fucking awesome.
I'm all about the mermaids. I used to, they had, like, in Shark Week, they had that mermaids movie or whatever from last year.
See, imagine
it was really fake, but...
What the thing is, man.
If there's aliens in the sky, there could be aliens in the sea, so.
I promise you there are.
There might be mermaids.
That's it. You guys watched the documentary and the follow-up documentary on the whole mermaids one?
You talking about the cable movie thing?
It was set around a cable movie thing, but you know what I'm saying? There was so much controversy that they had leaked like a whole, like there was like an extra 15 fucking minutes of it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know if it's still out there, but I remember watching it like, oh shit.
The only thing I remember was they had like a deep sea camera set up on like a pier. And like, like something swam by it, and then they stopped it. And it was like, it didn't look like Little Mermaid or nothing. It looked like a demon with a fishtail on it. Like it was all like.
Well, that's what I would imagine them looking like.
Man, well, I hope
you get in water for too long.
I started watching a series. I think it was on Prime. It was called Sirens, and it was about mermaids. And they do look like that in the water, but then when they come on land, that's when they look all hot.
Yeah,
according to
I like the whole version they did when they're like the sub primates diverged over. Some stayed on land, some developed in water, and then they fucking started following the dolphins and the whales and fucking help using them like fucking animals to herd the fucking fish and food in so they can eat together and use the whales as protection. I was like, that's some shit right there.
Well, you tell me what you think. This says Alvin McAllister, 72 years old, was found on a small rocky, islet?
Yeah.
Islet. 200 miles off the nearest coastline where he shipwrecked 2 weeks ago and managed to survive off of several seagulls, mussels, and urchins.
Why seagulls?
This motherfucker was catching seagulls? Come on, man. I'm already looking at it with squinty eyes, man. You ain't catching no goddamn seagull. McAllister, for whom doctors do not fear for his life, was found suffering from intense hallucinations possibly caused by the dehydration and the toxins of the unidentified mussels he consumed on the small islet. Mm-hmm. McAllister, who is presently suffering from mild hallucinations, told his brother Timothy that he survived with the help of mermaids who fed him but also allegedly took advantage of him sexually.
God. Okay. Maybe they were bringing him the seagulls.
Quote, he described in graphic.
Giving him the muscles.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe they were bringing them like cats bring you dead birds and shit.
They're like, here's a dead bird. Now I'm going to fuck you.
He described in graphic detail how he was forced to perform oral sex on the fish-like genitals of these aquatic creatures, not only onto the women, but also the men, McAllister's brother added in tears, visibly grateful to find his brother alive. He, McAllister, who is believed to have ingurgitated, is that right? Yeah, ingurgitated. Some form of toxin, such as lead or mercury, found in dangerous quantities of certain varieties of mussels he possibly consumed, is under evaluation, under psychiatric evaluation.
As he should be.
Although Mr. McAllister does present abnormal injuries and inflammation to the genital and anal area, it is highly unlikely that he was sexually exploited or sodomized by a living sea creature, and these are possibly self-inflicted. Although his mental state is presently unstable, doctors believe he should heal completely in the weeks to come after his body expurgated. God, this is like Jason Aylmy wrote this article. the dangerous levels of toxins he's been exposed to. Now, I know that dolphins are rapers.
Yes.
Maybe he hallucinated and got butt fucked by a dolphin.
How were they going to
And fuck orally them? Fucked. Because yeah. It said it.
It said the fish-like genitals. Now, if you're Tom Hanks and you're Castaway and like you think that maybe you're just trying to do whatever you can to stay alive, are you sucking that fish dick?
Are you eating, right? New meaning to sushi buffet.
ass or cash or grass, right? Oh. You can't ride for free, right?
If they're self-inflicted, I don't know what he was using because he didn't have anything else in the boat. It's weird.
He's just like vigorously jerking off and he's all salty from the water and shit. Oh, yeah. So it's like he's rubbing his ass raw.
Sticking muscles in his ass.
Sandpaper,
yeah.
Oh man.
Are you fucking the dolphin if you think that or the mer person if you're staying alive?
Yeah.
You got to, right?
Yeah.
You got to.
You have to. Yeah.
At the very least for the story.
I'm like, I don't think I'd want to lick vagina, fishy vagina, though, because like regular vagina, I feel like I wouldn't want it.
You're not too far off the mark. You're not too far off the mark when you're hitting regular. Like, so, I mean, well, what would be your choice? If you had to, I mean, are you fucking Bigfoot? I mean, they make Bigfoot porn. Some girls want to fuck Bigfoot.
All right, well, Bigfoot would fuck me, rip me in half, and then leave me for dead.
I would be the dog. You'd be that dog.
You'd probably fuck that dog first. I'm sorry.
There's so many like fan fictions about like fucking Bigfoot or fucking aliens, like abduction stories, and then like it turns into like a porn halfway through. You know,
I've seen a porn hub with venom in it.
Like Spider-Man's venom?
Yeah.
Who's he fucking?
The tongue or whatever.
Shut up, dude.
It was a cartoon.
No.
It was like
she's digging deep in them files.
I scrolled the first page. It was like a cartoon.
You searching for Tobey Maguire?
You just don't find that on the cover.
I know. You searching for fucking Ben.
You know Tobey Maguire is not my Spider-Man.
I keep wanting to say Ed Hardy. What's the Venom's name?
Tom Hardy.
Searching for Tom Hardy movies.
Ed Hardy is bedazzled.
Sparkly jeans.
Tom Hardy is not.
Well, right. I got a question here. Is this Kevin McAllister's brother? That's what I want to know.
Alvin and Timothy. They sound like a couple of fucking chipmunks. Mm-hmm. Alvin and Timothy. It might be Kevin's brother. I don't know. Maybe that's what happens when your parents go to
Kelvin,
Paris.
Alvin
and
Timothy
leave you.
Makes sense to me.
He's emotionally scarred, so now he's fucking.
What if his
sea
brother
creatures.
Was the one fucking him in the ass, and he was just hallucinating?
Dude,
his brother was
that makes
on, like,
so much
fucking,
sense.
Mermaid costumes and shit.
Yes, that makes
rubbing
sense.
Rubbing sardine oil on his dick, making it taste like fish.
When you're at sea long enough, I mean, I'm sure you start having some thoughts, dude. When you're just regularly at sea, and then not to mention when you get shipwrecked, you're fucking marooned.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'd rather be dead.
I'm fucking everybody in Atlantis. Send them all. Come on. Let's do this.
That's it.
Last one I got is Lehigh Acres. Whole or almond milk? Fight over which is better lands a Florida man in jail.
Okay.
I love regular milk.
Got milk? A debate over milk on Sunday landed a Florida man behind bars. Justin Anthony Garcia, 30, is charged with aggravated battery, according to the Lee County Sheriff's Office. A criminal complaint states that a deputy responded shortly after 2 p.m. Sunday to a home in Lehigh Acres where Garcia and his cousin were arguing over which is better, whole milk or almond milk. Who does that, for one? Like, that's right. the outright caucasity of this story, man. That's like the whitest shit that I've ever heard of in my life. No, bro, I'm telling you, almond milk. What? Are you kidding me? You're a fucking pussy, dude. It's whole milk or nothing. Go fuck your mother.
Well, hey, after a couple of Natty Ices, bro, it's a convincing conversation.
The verbal argument became physical when Garcia became enraged at the victim for disagreeing with him, the complaint states. Garcia proceeded to punch him with a closed fist in the victim's left side of his forehead. Damn, they're throwing hands.
Just
now.
Get both. Get a half a gallon of both.
No, that's no compromise. It's my way or go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Garcia's cousin tried to punch back but missed his face, the blow landing instead on the shoulder, and that's when Garcia pulled out his pocket knife.
Okay. No, come on. Family, man.
The victim became
scared. Win's a win, though.
A win's a win.
No knives, man.
Go for the W. The victim became scared of what Garcia might do with the knife, and he proceeded to run away as he chased him through the front yard. Garcia caught up with the victim and struck him with the knife, causing a small cut to the man's torso. An uncle intervened at that point, grabbing Garcia and separated the men until deputies arrived. It was not clear from the records which side of the issue Garcia was arguing in favor for. I'm going to say he was saying, go fuck yourself with that almond milk. Don't bring that shit into my double wide. That's what I'm saying. I'm sticking to
only it. Like that yeah. natural shit.
Give me whole milk. Bring that 1% shit, right?
I like both milks, but we always get whole because almond milk always goes bad because we don't use it all ever.
Show me how to milk an almond. Do they got nipples?
No, you grind them up with some water and then you just put them in a cheesecloth and squeeze
that
it out.
Sounds disgusting. That sounds absolutely disgusting.
That's how you make peanut butter?
It is how they made, but it is absolutely disgusting. And this is coming from somebody who drinks almond milk and coconut milk.
The best
coconut
shit.
Milk is pretty bland. Like, I get the vanilla almond milk; it's a little bit better than the regular stuff.
The best shit for you is the shit that tastes the worst. I mean, am I right?
It is.
That's the simulation's way of evening things out. They're like, you can't have it taste good and have no repercussions, dude. You want to eat the shit that tastes good? You're going to be a fat fuck. Sorry.
Exactly. That's why milk tastes so fucking good.
And then look at me. Here I am. I'm eating mad beef sandwiches.
I say, you don't drink milk.
I was texting with DJ.
It doesn't
actually.
Count when it's a whole bowl of cinnamon toast crunch.
I was going to say, I was texting with DJ the other day because I told him you were coming on, and he was like, how's your meal plan going? And I was like, bro, I ate a salad bowl of cinnamon toast crunch last night at 10 o'clock. How's yours going?
That's the only milk he drinks is when it has cinnamon toast crunch flakes in it.
Whatever, dude. Judge me.
I only drink milk when I'm eating a cookie, so.
Yeah, so you're a lot better. Ben, and I appreciate you coming on and talking with us, man. I don't want to hold you up anymore. I know you
it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I know the time difference is fucking tremendous.
Yes.
Because I'm on the West Coast.
We're approaching the witching hour here, and the Duchess turns into a pumpkin at midnight, so I want to make sure she's good to go.
It's been like 9 o'clock lately.
I told her, I said, hey, you're going to have to suck it up for Pacific time tonight.
And she's all and right. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Where can the folks find your show and what you got going on?
Right, well, I'm the Angry Dad. You can find me on Spreaker, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, SoundCloud, Deezer, iHeartRadio. This motherfucking shit is everywhere. You can easily fucking find it. Rate, review, like, subscribe, all that fucking bullshit. I want to motivate you. I want to make you get off your fucking ass. I'm also going to tell you how shit is. So guess the fuck what? I'm the Angry Motherfucking Dad, and that's who you fucking listening to. And this is HT Motherfucking Nos. Get your shit straight.
Woo-hoo. Nice. And he will too.
He'll make you feel like shit, but... I thought about exercising after I listened to your rant, and then I didn't.
You know which episode
it
was?
Like
it. I sent it to her specifically because it was the episode where you were like, and fuck all you, the diet starts on Monday, motherfuckers, because that's this one.
That's my middle name.
Saturday night, she was like, starting Monday, blah, 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 blah. And I just let her talk. I don't even respond. I just smile. And then when you said that, I was like, ooh, he's talking to you today, Dutch.
And it's 100% true, man.
And then she texted me back, man, he made me feel like shit. So, yeah, that's what he does.
It lets me know
man.
I'm doing my job.
You're a good motivator.
We are the hashtag No Offense Show. If this is your first time listening, thanks for stopping by. We're also available everywhere on all those platforms: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. You know, it's not even Google anymore. I think it's Amazon Music, whatever. Anywhere you can find an audio fucking program, we are there. Do me a favor, rate and review while you're there. I don't know if it helps, but I'd like to think it does. We're also part of the Inner Circle Podcast Network, innercirclepn.com, Inner Circle PN on all the socials. It's myself, or ourselves, rather.
Sure. I'm part of it.
Me and the Dutch. Simmons and More, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Hood Diner, The Plunge, Failing Hollywood, as well as all the Inner Circle original programming like Creatures of the Night, Slimmer Circle, Inner Circle Sports, etc., etc. Subscribe to that feed at Inner Circle Presents on your favorite platform. We are htnos.com, htnos on all the socials. Reach out to us, email us, htnos@yahoo.com. Give us a call into the hashtag hotline. Leave us a voicemail, 813-773-5706. I am the real Wutzke everywhere.
I'm the Duchess Wutzke on Twitter.
And we formed together to form the hashtag No Offense Show. Thanks for stopping by. Ben, I really appreciate you coming and talking with us, man. It's been a long time coming. I'm glad we finally worked it out. We're going to have to do it again.
Hell yeah.
We're going to have to do it again.
100%. Oh, yeah. You let me know when, man, because I'm fucking in it to win it. And if you got a spot on Creatures, I'll definitely jump in.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll shine that tiger light big and bright. It'll get all the way out to the West Coast, and then you know when it's time. It'll be like, wow. All right, man. I appreciate it, dude.